Blog Talk Radio.
Got your host, St. Boy Faye, and my co-host, West St. Larry, the West Paint of the World.
Yes, sir.
And you know, it's Almighty SOG. So we're going to pray in right now. We're going to pray in.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth, on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from all evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hand on your heart. I pledge allegiance.
To the Christian flag.
And to the Savior.
From whose kingdom it stands.
One brotherhood.
Unto all mankind.
We got brown hair and a washed up. We call this a little. All right, it's Almighty SOG Radio. We're going to go around and ask the SOGs how they week been. How they been doing? How you doing? Got Almighty SOG Trey. What's up, man? You got to come up. You got to come out. You got to call me to the mic, man.
Big man, but we going, surviving, doing what I gotta do. God is right there with me. So that matters.
All right, amen, amen. Now we got Almighty SOG Light Skin Jay. We got Cali Boy Fresh.
Same old Jesus, just a different day. I've been working with my boys this week. My boy, Saint Boy, he didn't freaking show me something this week. I was impressed. I was like, man, my boy got some privileged legs, but he was able to use those privileged legs to walk up and down. But other than that, man, you know, I learned a few tricks. I learned how to turn money from nothing into money. And I just, you know, grew stronger with my brothers, basically.
Amen, amen. Now we got Almighty SOG Michael. How you doing, little boy? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. You know I want to thank God for the hotel,
mm-hmm.
the radio station.
Amen.
Yeah.
For the water, all of that. Now we got Almighty SOG Brian. How you doing, man?
All day, every day.
Blessed in the West by the best. Now we got Almighty SOG Deacon. You gonna have to come forward because you be whispering. That nigga be whispering, so you gotta come forward, man.
That's AKA Deacon, AKA Smooth Criminal, AKA you better knock it off, AKA Twin, AKA Slow.
How you been, man? How your week been?
SOG,
come on, man.
I'm a zigzag here.
Now we got Almighty SOG Black, man. How you been? How you doing? How your week been?
Doing good. You know how, in fact, you know how the old people be like, you ask some old people, you know, how you doing? They'll be like, you know, going strong in the Lord. You know, I can see that, man. You know, I'm just taking day by day, going strong in the Lord. You know, keeping my head up, you know, and I'm worried, bro. You know, I got to eat, so I got to work.
Amen, amen. Now we got Almighty SOG Quaco. Come on, John. What?
To the city.
Who? We got Almighty SOG Michael or Khalid, however you want to, you know, nigga. I know your full name.
Man, it's been crazy. Like, I really do got to start coming a lot. There's so many things be happening, man. I kept one thing in mind. That bitch just said, don't get mad over that stupid, right? So I went to the DMV. This girl tried to tell me my birth certificate was fake. I'm like, what?
I'm like, I had it in 97. What you mean? It's not going to look new?
So yeah. She took my birth certificate all the way to the fact. I'm like, can you just get it? So I can get my real ID, right? So I go up there with my grandpa.
You got your ID?
No, let me tell you.
let him tell the story.
They sent it. They everything went through. My birth certificate, everything. So I'm like, all right, good. Good thing I didn't get that. So I'm going home, and then like 2 weeks later, my ID comes, and it's not the real ID. it don't got nothing on there, like, you know, the social or nothing. It's a regular ID, so I gotta go right back to the DMV, and I'm not gonna get mad.
Amen. Now we got First Disciple Almighty SOGOC. Man, how you doing?
Blessed and loved by those that have counted most in my life.
Amen.
My pastor.
Amen.
My first lady.
Mm.
And my mother.
Mm.
First time coming from Baseline down there and having things and taking all the
heat.
Man, trying to survive.
Y'all trying. We is. We surviving.
He's got me on the right track. I was going to this transitional housing next week. I have a place for a month. Keep it in my house. Eat alive. Be blessed.
Amen. Now we got Almighty SOG. Dwayne. What you got to say, Dwayne Jones? Say something on the mic.
We got the wettest paint in the world.
Wet paint Larry,
Almighty SOG, Larry.
Hey, wet paint,
aka
the wettest paint in the world,
aka
this is offspring.
Yeah.
So you
go sit
with the AKA.
Now we got we got yours truly, you know, Almighty SOG,
yes,
Saint
sir.
Boy, the saintest boy in the world, aka
okay.
The nigga who been working all week, aka the nigga that's hosting the show,
come
aka
on.
The nigga that's gonna win that basketball today,
come
aka
on.
aka the nigga.
That's right. Honestly,
look.
If
you on
my
DVD,
we gotta
take it. All right, look. I'm gonna tell you how my week been, man. I'm gonna tell you how my week been. My week been lovely, man. My week been blessed. I've been blessed all week, you know, to get out there and do this work, man, for God, you know. And it's nothing like doing the work for God, you know. It's a blessing. I didn't sit at home all day, you know. My mom wasn't on my head like that, you know. She was happy that I was getting out the house doing something, you know. I just went to the school. I think it was Monday.
Amen. Yeah.
And I figured out what classes I'm gonna be going taking, and how I'm gonna get there. I got a little financial aid problem, but you know I'm gonna get through it. No, it ain't nothing but a test.
You gonna get that?
It's been good, man. That's all I can say. I'm blessed. Blessed in the West by the best.
Get there and for the rest.
Pray for the rest. Come on. So what you got to say, Bishop? I know you always got something to say, so what you got to say, Bishop? Ready.
Roll with us.
Again, rolled over.
And it's the King James
on.
And we keep it Jesus popping up.
Right side of writer, okay.
Remember that, Jack, though. From the West Side Riders. From the West Side Riders. Don't say Jesus popping up with us. Now on the whole nation. Now we about to move to number 13. When the world makes a number bad, there's 13 holidays, there's 13 holidays, there's 13 everything on your $1 bill. Mama told you don't spend that last bill, right? Because the story is inside that bill. So we're about to step into this 13, and we know that the number 12 is completion, right?
Yeah.
God had 12 disciples. And he was the next one that made what? 13.
Okay, we learned this stuff.
So and when we get 12 men, to walk together.
So I'm just glad to see that we got a lot of SOGs in here. That we ain't even got space at the table for everybody to sit.
Can I say something?
What's up, man?
Because I had this conversation over the weekend.
Nigga, watch the boom mic.
I had this conversation over the weekend after our last men's meeting. You know, I just want to say, you know, thank God for the man that's in here. And the reason I say that, I was talking, I was like, you know, when I was going to school, I was like, you know, whenever I get in a fight, I was like, you know what I used to like? What used to hype me up? When a nigga used to be like, man, I need fame. Like, you wanna, when he used to come with that same energy. Remember?
Yeah.
I used to get happy, like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Like, man, we get to chunk him, you know? I was that nigga, like, you hit him, you know, get up, nigga. You know, I fall, man, let me get up, and let's lock back up, you know what I mean? I just like that, you know, that intensity as a man, you know, that, like, we could talk, you know, the words I use, Lord, forgive me, was talk our ish, you know what I mean? Like, you know, talk our ish without being mad, you know, and I thank God for y'all, man, because it's like, I feel like, you know, I could talk my ish.
Yeah.
Without nobody getting mad, you know what I mean? Like, I still only have one friend. Like, you know what I mean?
Everybody,
bro, you know, everybody get mad, you know, like, but, you know, I thank God for y'all. Like, you know.
Amen, amen. Now, I just wanted to say this. If anybody need prayer out there, you know, if you need a question answered that you don't know the answer to, you know, if you need to talk about your day or express your feelings any type of way, you know, just let us know. I'm going to get into the first topic. The first topic is my boy Trey said journey. So we're going to talk about your journey to God.
It's a long journey. It's a long road.
Do it really matter?
It do kind of matter.
Okay, well, we're going to get into that. So, Trey is going to tell us about his journey and how he found his way to the church and what made him keep coming to mess with the SOG. You first nigga at the table. I had to do it.
I mean, what brought me here was just the love of God, and I was told how bitter the churches was, because I'm real, real picky with the churches that God, I go to, because not everybody is really about the word of God. They're about, you know, the attention that it brings. And when I seen the realness in this church, that's what, you know, gave me the idea to want to come on time. And then when I got the invitation to join the SOG, that right there let me know that's my calling. That's,
amen.
That's
amen.
My meaning in my life. And with, you know, all the things that I go through in life, I always get that feeling to just run, to just go. You know, like when I get a real strong temptation of just bad, you know, things that I feel like is not going to turn around, things that are out of my head, I leave it to myself to run, and I don't put it in the hands of God.
Come on.
I feel like now that's what I'm doing.
Amen.
I put those problems in the hands of God.
Amen.
And that's what Jesus is, in the way of doing that.
Amen. Amen.
Faith and keep my word. Amen.
Enduring, for real. That's the next topic. You can't jump in the head. Look. We got Almighty SOG, Jay. I gotta come to him smooth. Cause he likes him. I don't know.
Daddy work. I did not call daddy work. I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, you did.
But since I got these big old muscles, you know, to move big old buildings, and stuff, that's what daddy can do.
All right, so with my journey, my journey has been, it hasn't been the smooth. And one thing I've heard this week, and I'm going to turn it into a shirt, this faith walk is not no cakewalk.
It means
that this faith walk ain't no cakewalk. It means it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be as easy as taking a piece of cake, because we're going to take the whole cake, the frosting, the sugar, the crumbs, and even the plate. That's how I feel.
The plate.
You feel me?
Yeah, even
so,
the plate.
My journey has led me here. Because I moved out here a year ago, right? I was broke. I was homeless. I moved back up north to be close to my daughter because I wanted to be close to my daughter. I thought my baby mama still loved me. Long story short, she threw me under the bus. So it hurt, you know? It dove me into a deep, dark, just depression. Like, I was blacker than the blackest dude with purple lips that you've ever seen in your life. And I'm light-skinned. I'm literally white-skinned.
White.
So, when I got out here, you know, I got out here in October, and I was like, Father God, Heavenly Father, like, I know I ran from you, and I know that, you know, this is where you want me to be, because obviously you wouldn't have put me here, because I don't believe coincidence. So I said, Lord, if it be in your will, be in your power, Father, you let me find a church, but not just a church. You find me a teacher.
Come on.
2 days later, I see this man walking in the gym. Now, he on my favorite machine. I call it the Chi-Chi clap. You know, that's not what it's called. It's called the pectorial raise or whatever you want to call it. But I call it the Chi-Chi clap. So it's my favorite machine. And I'm looking at this man. I'm like, yo, can I get next with you? And he was like, if you want to do a set with me, you can. I was like, you know what? I got time. I mean, we can chop it up. You know, we chopped it up. The next altercation I have with this man, not an altercation, but the next encounter. There you go. The next encounter that I have with this man, I opened the door for him. He said, you know what? What's your name? So I told him. I told him my name was Jay. And he said, you know what, Jay? You need to come to my church. And I was like, why should I come to your church, for one? Because, like, I don't even know you. For two, I don't even trust half the things that's going around because, you know, in the last days, we live in the days of where Satan is basically deceiving everyone. So I was like, why should I come to your church when every other church I go to, I just don't feel at place. I don't feel at home. So to cut the long story short, because I don't want to take up too much time, this man's like, you need to come to my church. I was like, why? Why should I come to your church? He's like, for one, you're the only one that's able to approach me in the gym and not be intimidated by me. But two, you were one of the only people to ever open the door for me. I'm like, man, that's what my mom was trying to open the door for everyone. And then turns out this man was actually the pastor of the church. Bishop, I was sobbing so, the bishop of the church. I was stuck so bad. I was like, wow. But what kept me here was Bishop did this thing, right? And I said, Lord, if you want me to stay at this church, I want you to do something spectacular to where it just blows my mind. So Bishop's like, hey. Whispered in this ear. So it whispered in that ear. By the time it came back around, it was completely different from what it was originally said. So that's what kept me in the church, because that was basically what was on my heart, because I wanted something natural or unnatural, supernatural to happen. So that's when I joined the SOG. And guess what? I don't quit until my lungs stop beating.
I never see my lungs beat, but, you know.
We got Almighty SOG, Michael. So we're going to ask you about your journey and how you found your faith.
No, I've been here since I was a baby. Oh, yeah. Me,
well, how has your journey been going through life?
I used to do real bad. And then being here, it made me better. I still got little troubles that I get into.
Tribulations.
But. Yeah, I'm better than I was.
Amen. Amen. We got Almighty SOG, Brian. Want to know about your journey? Almighty SOG, Brian. We want to ask you about your journey and how you made it to this church and how you found your faith.
I always had faith in God. You know, my mother, my dad, died, I grew up in church. So I always knew about God, but he was not number one. I served that little guy for a long time. So I'm grateful that God's mercy and grace was sufficient.
Come on, Lord.
Sufficient. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't give it a day. Mm-hmm. Man, my mom, I had people praying for me. That's what got me through. Prayer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And, I mean, my journey, me and Bishop have been knowing each other since I was a little
kid.
Good. Like 17, 15, I was young. Good. You know, Bishop, you know, I was scared of him,
huh?
But I knew it was something real about him, because everywhere in San Bernardino, they were scared of him. He talked about God, everything stopped.
He grew to go, paid his cuss. We didn't play video games, didn't cut. He stopped.
And, you know, and I knew it was something, but I was, I can't say I was. An unbeliever, I just wasn't practicing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I was not practicing, but you know, ever since I've been up, you know, came in, you know, I was invited by Caroline and Mikey.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when they said, I'm going to Bishop Barry Jones, or something. Oh, no. But I'm not going. I said, what you mean?
And I'm not going there.
But no, but when I first came, you know, everything came here. You know, God has been good, God can say. So, this thing was. You know, my dad, you know, he got me through it, and, you know, but Bishop was meant for me to be with him. Because I knew I needed to get close, get back with God, and get closer, because things was getting out of hand. And I knew it was God troubling the waters.
Yeah.
And he was making it real hard for me to stay out of hand. So I had to make a decision, either that world or Jesus. And it was no ifs, ands, or buts, it was no middle ground. You know, either serve him or serve the devil.
Amen.
You
know,
serve the devil long enough. The devil, I say, I don't have nothing to show for what I've done here. I don't have no retirement. I don't have no hood. All the hood and all. Nothing that I did in the streets, you know, paid off. I tell people ever since I've been telling Jesus, I've been paid. Underwork is overpaid.
Amen. Amen.
God has been good to me. And all I do is have faith. And I got to tell people, I take a step, God takes a step. Every time.
Amen.
I do my part, and God shows up.
Do your part.
You know, I tell anybody, you know, whatever you're going through, you know, I have to learn that. Bishop has to teach me that, you know, whatever I'm going through, I got to be praising God, hallelujah, Jesus, all through. You know, a lot of people will be down and poor me, When you serve Jesus, Jesus don't want no crowd and praise. He don't want no this and that. You got to take that with a cheerful heart. Cheerful,
right?
Not easy. We're gonna find out the boy from the men. A lot of people talk about that men, but men stand up.
Yeah.
Men do what they gotta do.
Do what they gotta
men
do.
Men know their business. Men don't complain.
Like, come on,
you got to go work. You got to be doing something. You know, all the time.
You got to do what you gotta do.
You got the men. You know, we can't sit back. Cause see, a lazy man. You know, I've never been lazy. You know, and I got 4 kids and I'm people. It gets hard. I pray. I say the Our Father's prayer 3 times a day, like Bishop told me. I get paid. I pay my tithes. my journey is just like that. I've been raised in church. You know, my grandparents, or my grandmother. Long story short,
I'd like to say,
started off with my dad, right? I felt like I was thinking the wrong things at first because I used to think, like, I ain't gonna lie, I used to look to be like my dad at first, not having a job. he just lived on like, come on, man. I felt like that was living, but, like, I felt like he was crying. He's crying now. For the simple fact, he was laughing too early.
You hit that one on the nose.
So, like, when I said,
was he here when we were talking about that?
Come on, let him talk.
Go ahead.
So I had ran away, basically, like, I was, like, 14, 13, basically. I moved with my mom. And, like, my mom, she was basically, she's trying to get me on the right track. You know, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't going to school. I didn't go to school my ninth grade year. Like, going to school, doing young niggas, bro. Like, it was like, you know, can't nobody tell you nothing. You just have to learn it yourself.
Yeah.
So it was like, I'm just doing.
They can tell you, it don't mean
anything. Yeah. Like, can't leave a, what's that
called,
a horse
in the water, but you can.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you say, yeah, you can. Kick him in the water.
So then I'm older, you know, I'm 18, then it's like, damn. You know, like, you really got to work. Like, I don't want to be, like, at the bottom forever in my life, you know.
Yeah, right.
Then, like, I come talk to my cousin Nick, he tells me you have a hustle, like, he's like, man. Get three jobs, get three hustles. Like, you know, one you don't care about, you can get a job, second job, you don't even have to go to that job. That's what he's doing, and he's living like, he's stacking up his chips and doing everything, and he's taking care of three of his kids with fighting a case. So he's like, he's doing me, and he only working 3 days? I'm like, dang. So much to learn in this world. And I'm trying to go spend time with my grandpa, and hopefully come back in 2 years.
Amen. I'm going to ask Almighty SOG, OC. Now, how your journey been?
Oh, let me answer that by saying this. Pretty much a choice to live a life and not know the past, present, or even possibly what the future is if you don't know yourself. How much I live every day. And a boy, you know, just constantly working because I know not what the future brings. And will I measure up? Or will I be all I'm supposed to be? Do the one man say to me, and one God in another one? Why do you choose me? Will I fail? Will I just all on forever? So I work myself to guess and anticipation of something you don't know what it is. And how do you stop caring for people when they miss wrong you daily and bring stuff at you and you try to man up and don't let it affect you but anger and surrounds you and you strike out and you wish they'd go away and then, but yet if you go they go away you lose contact with them. How can you be there for people when you wish they'd go away? And how can you be to them? But they only emotionally recognize you. There's no love, there's no hate.
Oh, we gotta go.
No, nah, somebody calling. What you saying, OC?
I'm saying, every day I work myself to
college.
So when I go to sleep, my hands hurt, and they're standing, I gotta sit there and I'm standing for a while. So the same piece of size when I go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, I wake up and I'm cold and I look around and there's nothing else to do because it's cold. And you get up and you just start working again. There's no TV, there's no cup of coffee, you just start the day, there's no way how you're doing. There's nothing that tells you what the future holds. And all you do is exist. And the only time you get any joy is when comes around and tells you, I love you. I said, I love you more. He said, no, I love you more. That's the only man that I ever accepted those words for. Because I know they mean something. My first lady, I've been sad for a while. And I don't see her. I don't see my mom. And now she said, I don't know what to do. I just lost one mother.
Yeah.
I'm scared of another. I don't think about you things no more. Because it hurts so much. I want, you know, I don't want to go to sleep and not come back. I just don't want to stop working, but I see you work for something that's disorganized, or you want, or you want the organization, or you want some the future for your church more than anything else.
That's right.
Because you're snapping people and you know, stopping everything else.
Right.
So, I ain't never wanted nothing more for this church than anybody in this room, and that's my passion included. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have a future because it had him at the helm. Not because I'm stuck on the church or on Christ, but because I know a true leader. I know a man who's trying to create something. And I watch him go from one to the other. He's politics, but he's trying to get me to believe and stay strong. He's trying to get the backbone. But it's like, I think it's going, where I keep looking at my brothers and everyone else, I can't, I'm waiting for them to falter. So when they falter, I'm walking. Hey, they don't know. I'm basing my future on them.
That's right.
And they don't give me faith is the hard thing to have. I know I have the faith to endure, but the will, it just dies every day.
Mm.
It dies from the people around me and the people that are supposed to be as my brothers, my sisters, as the ones I'm supposed to love beyond faith itself. But they don't love you, they just look at you. And they laugh at you, and when they do something wrong with you, they call you weird.
Mm.
You stop looking at the people around you, you really need to. From where they at?
Mm.
But you looking at them anyway.
Mm.
Remind them, talking about them. For what? Gossip is for bitches. What good is a man gossip about another man? You could, he can't look at yourself because he can't help you. What is this world coming to? I want to be a part of the future. Or I want to be a that annoying one. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the end. In the end, I want to see this church with a bank account so fat that you take a dump truck just to carry it. Those I didn't say, my pastor was I said my church.
That's what I'm talking about. He wasn't born to sit on his butt and look at the ceiling and say, why me? When I say why, I mean, why did he choose me?
What leadership ability I got? What do I possess that I can give to a church?
Amen.
And I said, good work. And so if you see me working, and I work like three people, because I don't think God accepts me mediocre.
Come on.
He said good work.
I think that's what that was.
Right.
Huh. Facts. I'm going to go to...
The point is, if you can't do work that's going to impact your community, you, the world, why are you doing it?
Amen.
Don't fake it. Do it. I'm doing it. Look at me. 58 this year. I work hard in everybody. And I'm not mad about the work. I'm mad about that others can't see it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to go to First Disciple. Come on.
First Disciple.
I'm going to go to... I'm gonna go to Larry and ask him. I know he got a little story, or you want to say a little bit.
I'm gonna just say something short. I'm gonna need Johnny help. It's a song that I thought of, this topic reminds me of that one song that I found that lady say. It say nobody told me
the road is easy, and I don't believe he's brought me this far.
That's the sum of this whole thing. So when I hear that, I don't believe that he brought it this far to be, but
You know what I'm saying? Nobody said it was going to be easy for none of us.
Mm.
We just got to keep going through, keep mobbing. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing. That's the only thing that popped to my mind. When I say that, I pretty much summed it up.
I seen a movie last night, and I want to end it. I seen a movie with the Guardians of Gahu, with the owl movie.
This
had me thinking. I went to sleep thinking about this. Yeah, they was like, they was looking for the Guardians.
Yeah.
So they was like, okay, you got to fly over past this, that, and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he was leaving, they was like, you know, you got to keep flying until your wings give out, until you can't fly no more, and then you're halfway there.
Ooh.
And so they flew off. They was like, what did he say? Oh, I think he said we're halfway there. So they kept flying. I thought about, the worst ethics,
I'm going to put it like this, it seems like none of us had, an easy journey, and it's not going to be easy, like Larry said, I can tell you right now, I ain't never wanted to be a hard worker. You see the words that I said, I never wanted to be a hard worker. But, it's something that comes with being a man. You gotta get out there and do your work. You know, Black knows probably out of everybody in this room, I'm not the nigga that want to get dirty.
Yeah.
I'm not the nigga that want to, I've always considered myself that nigga, but you can't be that nigga and not do the work to be that nigga. So,
that's why he's that nigga Black.
But it's like, man, I thank God that I'm in the position that I'm at, right now. And I'm gonna jump over real quick and say, the past, it shows you what type of man you were or what type of boy you were. And going on into what's gonna happen, we all finna be men in this room. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. We have to do this. God chose us specifically. That's why you're sitting here at this table. God chose us specifically. That's why you talking on this mic. That's why we sitting here conversating with each other. That's why we working together. Because all of this is a work ethic. We got to do this. This is what we got to do. This is the path he chose for us. If he didn't choose us, we'd probably be strung out, dead, in a coffin. I don't know. We'd probably be out of here. We don't get second chances in this life. We don't get second chances in this life. God gives you one choice. You can choose to serve the devil, or you can choose to serve God. And I feel like everybody in this room chose to serve God, So I just wanted to say this. If anybody out there needs prayer, if you have a question that you need to be answered, if you got something that you just want to talk about that's on your mind, we got 3 callers right now. I want to go to the first caller and see if they got something to say. It's 909-697-9461.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. But yeah, so Bishop.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Journey. And I got on this journey when I was a baby. And I want to really learn more about this journey. Because there's a lot of people that took off and never made it. And I want to be one of the ones who made it. Today I was inside of Goodwill, and Pastor Wilborn's wife was there. Pastor Wilborn, he passed on his strong glory, but his wife was in there. She said, "Are you still in the same house?" She said, "Yeah, I'm going to sell it." I said, "Yeah, it feels good now that God released you to retire." And she said, "Yeah." See, once you get released by God to retire, it's a good feeling, but you just can't stop. I was released by God to retire, but I keep going, because if you get a man that's been in jail, and he's been in jail 5, 10 years, all you know is the jail system. What they do is they take that man when he's trying to release him, and they let him go. They don't give him no new clothes. They probably give him $100. Not much to catch his bus.
you know, no kind of guidance. And they just release him to the world. And he goes out in the world. By the time he gets home, he even bought a pack of Newports and bought Pepsi and a cupcake and a chip that he always wanted. He didn't have commissary to get. He got nothing to catch his bus. By the time he gets home, he's gross. I mean, all his family, everybody's happy, but every day he can't get a job because he's a convicted felon. Okay, so that means that he was just thrown what? To the world and left to what?
Rotten
Gotham, right? Now, Martin Luther King, this is a time coming up to show that the black was like the guy in jail. We was released to be free, but didn't get nothing. So we was left here to rot. So what the kingdom does is come with laws and rules. And then God sent men. And then we take these men and take trash and turn it into cash.
Amen.
And in the midst of it, the first mission that we did, we went out, turned trash to cash. I got the cash in my pocket if you want to see it. But then we had to the point where we destroyed a lot of stuff along the way. Truck back like the whole back in the trailer. Now I know how the light, when we put that big old wash machine on there, I guess Johnny turned too far. And it cracked. But we thank Johnny because we just want to make sure the truck got their safety, got that safety to the thing safety, and this dude can't even see. He has to transform while he drives from a Negro to like a carpenter, an old Mexican. Then when the police see him, they just let him go. You know what I mean? But he got that trash there to where it turns into cash within the trailer. So I'm sure the devil got mad. He got mad at the first transaction because people didn't believe that we'd be separated just like that, that you got so much cash. So the devil got mad. And the back end of the trailer lets down both seals, which are welded on, is broken.
Broken.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's dangerous now for us to take it for somebody to fall off into somebody else's car.
So the gate is like loose now.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's broken.
Now, the only way, now we know the light got broke by turning the wheel too sharp, right? The back is. Right?
How did that?
Now, the weld on this, and you have to remember this, we never used the truck. Remember, Taylor? I got it for my birthday. Remember?
Yeah.
We parked one in the hospital. I went to hospital. What happened was, when we went to go to OC, when Johnny got to the dip, smashed his head. But all the way, popped the seal. It was just dangling there. And then when Chris got it to start to drive, it would go to the river. Larry, when Larry got me the lights, I looked at him, he should have went in the S, but he didn't go in straight. Now, when he came out, he went in the S, and all you heard was a corner go, okay, right? But when it went in, it was boom, yeah, bah. So we made money, right? But then we had to turn around and pay for the things that we broke. Just say we're using other people's tools, which we are. When we use their tools, we be sitting out there, we walk off, right? And then somebody come by and pick it up and take it. Now we have to pay for that when we could have bought our own, right? So we learned that now we have to take care of other people's stuff like if it was yours.
Somebody
because without the trailer, it's hard to go to the next. Today, it's hard. I won't even trust it. I was afraid when they had to do a little scratch, they were throwing that because if it falls off, they're going to get the person.
Name, yep.
And that's mine. You know, so I knew that the license plate people should cops and everybody just they go bring it out and they're turn the other way. But God is good
all the time.
And we was thrown out to the wolves. Right. Ain't no white man or no Chinese man or any other man you go you're looking for gonna come and try to help a man. That's what OC said. Are we homosexual? Or are we men? So if we men, we got to create.
Yes.
Jesus was a what?
Creator.
Creator. So if Jesus turned around and took nothing,
The first time it was 300, and how much was it? 250 or 300? And I said, who? And everybody that backed back, I appreciate the ones that stepped up forward. You gave them what you could, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one, we have receipts on how we took trash.
One man's trash is another man's
treasure.
Hmm. Nothing without receipts. It turned it into cash.
Hmm. Amen.
Now, I used to always tell you guys, this is chicken and what? Wallow. Right? You know what? God is going to bless you. And what did he do? He gave us two big walking mirrors. He gave us plates. He gave us forks. He gave us table forks. Gave us coffee pots. Right? So if we jump into this mission, we jump in it to come out with something, not jumping in it just to jump in it. We jump in it to have fun because we don't want to work for nobody. We want somebody to work for us.
Exactly. I wanted to say this, Bishop. Yesterday when I was at the lot, I had some dude come by, and he was like, hey, yo, what's up? Hey, so you guys hiring? How much you get paid an hour? I said, bro, I'm doing this for Jesus, bro. Like, I'm just out here, you know, cutting this root bar just because I want to learn something different, you know what I mean? So that just made me think, like, if me and Akeem and Chris and we had that idea that was brewing in the car, bro, I'd be going out to the Home Depot like, hey, $20, come here, man. Forget. I'll tell you something one time. Get a nigga $20 to cut something for me. But long story short, the dude actually was legitimately asking, did we hire?
Okay. This is what I'm trying to say now. These men are going to be the first group of men. Oh, she said, I'm working this hard, depending on y'all. We got, well, I am too. I don't have to, but I am too, because I want to see it happen. Right? I want to see it happen. So God gives us the waffle makers. He gives us the tables. He gives us everything we need. I call Pastor Charity. Come with me. What's up with that? I got the waffle maker. Oh, Bishop, give me a week. I'm going to get you some the waffle powder. Right? So then all we got to do is go get the chicken. Buy the big, go to the big Mexican shop where they need a box of chicken for $100. They're a big old box of chicken wings. Now you get them and you get my wife to season that stuff. We got a deep fryer. We got Johnny. We got a coffee that he gets that's rich coffee. Then we got regular coffee. We even got coffee pots to give the people if they buy coffee from.
Real tough.
So we take the pastry thing and we go to Sam's Club and we buy a box of pastries and we put them inside the pastry thing. Then we put the coffee
got the
pot.
Cereal thing.
We put the coffee pot, right? Now we have a donut shop. The waffles with the chicken. Now we have Bishop chicken and waffles. And my wife can throw fish and shrimp and oysters. Now, same deep fry. Now we have a fish store, fish fry store. Then we have cereal and milk just because we can give you cereal.
Are you talking? No, that's fact.
What I'm saying is, we're going to start all five of those businesses within the next week. As soon as Captain Charity gave me that flower, so now, today, Ashley's out there on the corner. Today, we're going to be out there in the corner. God gave us a little bench because we were trying to, you know, give us a bench, to, you know, we'll sit that up, put the basketball court up. We're going to be playing ball and what. They're selling fish and fries, have the music jumping off, and lights. It's going to be the place to be. Our little taco place or chicken waffle place,
barbecue
place. Yeah, it's going to be the hottest, thing beyond these taco things. You know, the reason what's happening is when young black men open franchises, right, it's up to the church to get behind them. So now, if you guys open it up, don't you guys know that all the biggest churches was coming here trying to buy that thing? One of them, Pastor Chuck is the other one. It's Dr. Tim Turner who's jumping in to help us, right? So, okay, just get home and take them out. Or go over there to the donut shop, get some pages. And listen, all you have to do then, all
All you have to do then is get a hole in the wall, rent a building. We can get, we can go get a whole little shopping center that's going down that nobody wants,
yeah,
and put them all in each one, and we can just kick it off there, making money off it.
I got an idea for a business.
Oh yeah, Johnny got $10. This is $10 for. That's like the 99 cents over. This is
$9.99.
Look at it, Johnny. We're behind the storage. We're at the diesel rig. We have the port, but you know they auction off those just like they do. So we have the port.
Let's go.
I am. We are going. But first, you guys got to show me that you guys want to stick together.
Yeah.
You and Chris. That's why this moved because that was you and Chris. And these other brothers have to trust each other because when it comes to SOG, if there's like what do you call it? There's sin in the camp.
Yeah, I think
the Lord's deception. The Lord would not bless it.
I think we all got faith in each other. Ain't that right? SOG.
And you know, now tomorrow when we come to church, God will give us a word, and if we listen to that word.
Yeah.
And understand it. Make it to the next level in this.
We're going to pray out. All right. What are we going
to
say?
It's time. There's one thing I wanted to say. And it goes to OC. OC was talking about how you got to look at the man in the mirror. It goes back to this old saying. You put four cows in a field of grass, and you separate those cows in a basically separate them. Each cow is going to try to put their head in the next cow section and try to eat their grass. So basically tend to your own grass. And then also I wanted to go off of what Bishop was saying. See, one of my favorite sayings is, if you give a man a fish, he can eat for a day. But if you teach the man the fish, he can eat for life.
That's what we're doing right now.
Amen. So we're going to pray out.
Amen.
We're going to pray out.
I come down there and I show y'all something I said.
Huh.
This is what, does everybody remember? No. It is to church. All
yes.
This is for church.
Amen.
Nobody even remember what I said.
Amen. Yep. We got like 2 minutes. All right. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I just want to pay
some people. If they think they need to get paid, come get your money. And
okay.
Then,
over? No, it ain't over. We still got a minute. We got 2 minutes. All right, I'm going to spit a little freestyle.
All right.
Spit a little freestyle. That's who not kill, that's who not steal, that's who not bear witness if it ain't real, that's who not lie, that's who not cheat, that's who offer up a tie once every week. Everybody love heaven but ain't going, everybody talking God but don't know, all the power ain't. Hey, I got a song.
When I said I was in bars, I ain't said it was mine.
No, that's my bars,
That's
my song. No, nigga, that's my song. Nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Black,
the ghost rider. I told you
Black. Hey, man, y'all gonna say, hey, I'm the host, nigga. Y'all gonna stop playing me. Almighty SOG Radio, we out. Say it, nigga.
First off, nigga, if you want to freestyle in the house of God, you know you got to come. Seconds to fit a couple of bars, and when it comes to my COT, I'm living large. The Tony Kelly boy, and I'm so dang fresh. And when it comes to that produce, I'm fresher than the rest. Me, you can't see my POD, that's God. And when you try to play with Satan, you're going to get burned like a...
it's Almighty SOG Radio. You know
it's
the voice.
Alley
Boys Fresh. We got my nigga, my co-host, Red Penny Mary, the wettest plane in the world. And
you just call this nigga County Boy Fresh?
Alley Boys Fresh.
Come on, where you at?
We out.
in the world.
Hey, that was good. I like that. We spent up all the time talking.
That was good.
That was good.
See, now at the end, you're good now. Go and get the ball.
Clean off this table. See, I told you I wanted to see this.